Well, hello, friend. We're back here again on, for me, Saturday morning. I hope all is well with you, and I hope you've had a great week. In my neck of the woods, it is officially fall. What that means, in my area, is cool sweater weather, and the leaves changing, and this brilliant display of colors. Typically means friends gathering around bonfires and, oh, blankets, my favorite warm and glorious snuggly blankets. Pumpkins are being carved, and if you're lucky and you know somebody who can, you may be getting some deliciously flavored baked seeds. But out of all of these things that happen in fall, I think my favorite thing is caramel. So I don't go into some kind of pumpkin craze where I need to buy or make everything pumpkin flavored. On the other hand though, I might come kind of close to that when it is associated with caramel, because I already drink it all year round. When I order like flavored coffees or other things like that. I had absolutely the best at a fundraiser the other day. I had the absolute best caramelized bacon. Oh my goodness. Anyhow, I'm gonna lean into caramel if that's my thing, right? That's my thing. Even at the fair, I can't go home without the caramel apple. My husband even knows I don't go home without the caramel apple, right? Oh, that taste of a Honeycrisp apple dipped in warm caramel. Okay, I better stop because now I'm going to get hungry. I've talked myself into a craving. But I actually was thinking about apples when I started this episode today. But not the kind that you eat. Sorry. Well, I guess it's kind of that you eat, but in a different way. So what I really wanted to share with you is this comparison that I use on a regular basis. As a chaplain, when I meet people in the hospital and they're not really sure what I do or why I'm in their room, one of the things that I do is I often talk about apples, right? So let me explain. let me first build a visual in your mind, okay? So think of this apple. What one would you choose, right? Would it be red? Maybe yours is green or yellow. But imagine the shape of the apple. Is it round or maybe it's a little taller? Can it sit up on its own or does it tend to roll onto one side? Are all of its sides even, or does it have some unusual bump on one side? What about the color? Is it red? Is it yellow? Green? Like all apples, they have a different skin coloring. Is it shiny or is it dull? Maybe, like my Honeycrisp, it has a little bit of white that runs throughout the color of it. And does it have a bruise on it? I would not choose one with a bruise. I don't know about you. But how about the top of it? Does it have a stem? How long is the stem? Does the stem stand straight up? Or is it that picture-perfect curve that all of us try to draw when we're children? Okay, so now you think I've completely lost it, but hopefully you have a great image of this apple in your mind. So let's jump into this idea that I talk about in meeting people in my role as a chaplain. I want you to think about the skin that you chose. I want you to consider this idea. When you think of an actual apple, it can take on a lot of bumps. We don't always see that because when we drop our bag of apples or our apple, it tends to get bruised, right? So we don't necessarily see how many bumps an apple can take, but I'm guessing it gets knocked around quite a bit between being picked And actually going into the bushels at the orchard and then being shipped, even when it gets to the grocery, right, it can get knocked around quite a bit. So when it gets to us, it's had some continual pounding at this point, right? It's taken some pretty decent knocks. I think it's the same for us with our skin, right? Our skin represents our physical self. And for the most part, we can take some pretty hard stuff without it penetrating through our outer shell, right? The skin for us represents this ability that we have to shake things off or to deflect them, right? Whatever it is that we choose to do with it. It's stuff like, I don't know, unkind words. Unkind words in the sense that they're not from somebody who's incredibly close to us. Like, it's the lady at the grocery store, right, that says something nasty to us. And it might hit us for a moment, but typically we can just let it roll. It might even be that somebody's display of road rage towards us. I know, not a good topic. I'm not going there. But it's that same general idea, right, that we have the ability to shake most of that stuff. We have pretty hard shell when it comes to that physical sense of us, right? So the apple's kind of like this protective layer of us. And we all have one. It's different for each of us. Some of us are like the apple and it's a little crispier, or we have a little thicker skin. Well, some of us have skin that's penetrated a little bit more easily. But that's okay, there's no right or wrong skin, it's just who we are. But all of us humans have this outer layer. So now imagine that you peel the skin off, and if you're like me and you're a parent, you've probably peeled quite a few apples in your lifetime. In fact, most of my kids, when they were little, refused to eat the peel, so I actually didn't love apple season for a long time for that reason. It's just too much work. But then I found caramel. Anyhow, scroll. Okay, so you took the peel off, and now you see this fleshy part of the apple. Okay, and this is the place where all of the flavor lives, right? It's, you know, can you just taste it thinking about it? It's juicy, maybe it's sweet or tart, depending on the choice of your apple. But it's the meaty part. It's the part where all the stuff is, the flavor, the fullness of the apple. And if you turn that around, you compare it to us humans, it's where all of our emotions live. All of our thoughts, our feelings. It's how we process. It's kind of like where all of life lives, right? It all culminates here in this fleshy, tender spot of our heart, our lives. I want to be careful using certain words there. But it's this tender place. It's where we absorb all of the outside world. It's where we kind of process all of this outside world, and it's what we do with it. Anything that gets through the skin is stored here. It's our mental, our emotional self. So if you're following along with me, you might have a pretty good idea where I'm going about now. So far we've covered the physical, the mental, the emotional. But in my opinion, there's one more piece of who we are, and that is the spiritual. This is the piece that when I talk to people in the hospital, they're often not aware, they don't associate with a spiritual side. But whether or not you're aware of it, you are designed with a spiritual side. And I think our world is becoming a little bit more in tune to this. Not that we ever weren't in tune, but I think maybe it's becoming more acceptable in that sense. It's a side of us that connects, you guessed it, at the core. It's the place in which we worship from, right? It's where we generate from, where we regenerate from. It's how we connect with others. And from my perspective, I see it as a place in which we connect with the divine, with God. For the apple, without these seeds that make up this core, there's no fleshy part, there's no skin, nothing can develop without this center, because it gives life to the apple. And I believe that the same is true for us. Again, whether or not we acknowledge it, it's irrelevant. We simply cannot be made without this core. It serves a purpose in all the other areas of who we are. And if you consider it from the vantage point of Scripture, it's the place into which God has breathed his life into humans. Oh, that's such another great topic. I love that idea. But it really does say that in Scripture. In the first part of Genesis, it says, God has breathed his life. His breath of life goes into the molding of humans. It's not the physical form in which we're created from dust or from the earth, nor is it the inner workings of things like the brain or the nervous system. Those are things that can be molded and shaped. There's even a fine line between it being a piece of our feelings and our emotions that we have in our heart. It's a real fine line there, but it's its own unique design. I believe this. It's the spirit is its own unique design. It's the piece in which we are connected to the spiritual world vertically, right? For me, it's this sense of vertically to God. It's through the Holy Spirit in which I connect. But it's also this place in which I connect into the human world horizontally. It's this dual design, and it is unique in its own right. It's not, like I said, it's not shaped, it's not molded, it's not something you can just grab a hold of. But it's there. And we can't ignore it, whether or not we utilize it. It's important for us to recognize it. Because if we ignore one part of these things, the spiritual, the mental and emotional, and the physical, if we ignore any one of those parts, we're not whole. Definitely can function. In fact, I suggest to you, if you're not one of those people, you know somebody who functions in that realm where they don't necessarily focus on the physical or the emotional. They just exist, right? We can function, but it's not as we're intended to do. And so that means in some sense we're lacking, that there's an emptiness to us. Again, whether or not we acknowledge all these parts, that really plays into the life that we live. Each need to be recognized and experienced. That is key here. They each need to be recognized and experienced, or there's always going to be some piece of us who's lacking or that's lacking. I know it's kind of a strange concept, right? This idea of us being similar to an apple, but again, for me, it goes back to this idea of creation. And if all things are created to exist, there's all these intricate little pieces of them, right? And so we're no different than the rest of creation. We're no different than a flower or a tree or a grass seed. We're no different than any of those things. They take their start from a seed and then they become something physical, and then there's something internally that we can't see that holds up the physical. So I don't know why it is that we easily accept that we're different than that. If we're all created, we're all designed to have this core, and then this physical, but this physical is held up by this inner piece, this inner design. And it's not all physical stuff. It's such a hard concept to grasp sometimes. And in my world, where, again, I work in medical fields as a chaplain, and I have a husband who is a medic, and so when he responds to calls, his thought is not on the emotional, it's on the physical realm, right? But then again, doing my work as a chaplain, and also as a professor, I deal with a lot of the emotional, a lot of the internal pieces that hold us up as humans. It's so easy for us to forget the spiritual, and friend, that's one of the most important parts of who we are. It's the core of who we are. And so I urge you to think about what that means in your own life. And now that you're going to walk around all day thinking about the fact you're an apple, sorry, I hope not. But I wonder what steps, as you move forward from this point, from hearing this podcast, what steps that you might take to give health to every piece of who you are. Reflecting back onto who you are spiritually, who you are emotionally, mentally, and who you are physically. And if you're not sure of those things, then I hope you will not give up looking. There are lots of answers out there. I pray you find the right one. But I hope that in the process, you won't give up looking for all sides of who you are. And if you're aware that you're not healthy in one area, I hope that you will seek to change that. If you specifically are lacking in your spiritual end of your life, I hope that you will access all the material on my website at monicaswank.com. In those places, you're going to find great resources and great ways to be uplifted in your spirit. But if it goes even beyond that and you feel like you're lacking something and you don't know how to make those changes, I hope that you'll feel led to reach out to me through my website and that you'll allow me to help you make some of those changes. It would definitely be my honor to watch you grow into who you're designed to be. Well, like I mentioned, it's fall in my neck of the woods. And whether you experience fall or not, I hope that in the weeks to come, you will find yourself a caramel apple. Blessings to you, my friend. Have a great week.